Measures submitted to the voters. District, Inverness Public Utility District, Measure P. Shall the measure adjusting the appropriations limit for the Inverness Public Utility District pursuant to Article 13B of the California Constitution, so that for each of the fiscal years 2022-2023 through 2025-2026, the appropriations limit shall include the combined total of all applicable revenue sources be adopted? Yes, no. Impartial analysis by County Council. Inverness Public Utility District Appropriations Limit, Measure P. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Directors of the Inverness Public Utility District. Article 13B of the California Constitution restricts governmental spending of tax proceeds by setting an annual spending limit, also known as an appropriations limit. The Constitution authorizes voters to change this spending limit for a maximum period of 4 years at a time. The District Board of Directors has placed Measure P on the ballot to submit to the voters the question of whether the current appropriations limit should continue for another 4 years. If approved, this measure would continue the district's authority to spend tax revenue through fiscal year 2025-26 and would allow the district to continue meeting its current operating costs, which are more than the limits otherwise allowed under the constitutional limit. If this measure fails, the district's current spending limits will be reduced, which would reduce the funds available to continue the district's current levels of service. Measure P does not authorize the district to impose a new assessment or increase any property tax rate. Signed by Brian E. Washington, County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure P. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456 and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure P. Measure P simply authorizes the County of Marin to transmit to the Inverness Public Utility District the full amount of the district's statutory share of the property tax dollars paid by owners of property within Inverness. Measure P will not affect the tax rate. A yes vote will not raise taxes, a no vote will not reduce taxes. A yes vote expresses our community's desire to set the district's tax dollar spending limit so that it equals the amount of property taxes collected for the district. If Measure P is not adopted, a portion of local property tax revenue paid by Inverness property owners will be withheld and redistributed to other taxing entities in Marin County. These revenues support Inverness fire protection, fire prevention, first responder medical care, and disaster preparedness and response. Measure P expires automatically in 4 years and must then be resubmitted to the voters. Keep our tax dollars at home. Vote yes on Measure P. Kenneth J. Emanuels, President, Inverness PUD Board of Directors. Kathy Hartzell, President, Inverness Association. James K. Fox, Fire Chief, Inverness Volunteer Fire Department. Argument against Measure P. No argument against Measure P was filed.